And as usual, Andy and I are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have. And again, you can call it in if you want to chat with Andy, or if you can send a text if that's easier. Either way, one number will get you a phone call or a text question, 651-461-9226. Good morning to you, Andy. How are you?
I am wonderful. How about you, Denny?
I am too. You or your family getting into any, what's the firearms in Wisconsin? Now, Minnesota's today. When is the Deer Hunter firearms for Wisconsin?
The Saturday before Thanksgiving is when that season opens. Actually, on my way down to Missouri, my cousin's farm, going to do a little bow hunting this week. So I know I have a lot of friends and I know I was talking with Adam Carter earlier this week. I know he's up at opener deer camp today in Minnesota. So hope a bunch of people wish him luck and stay safe in the woods. And there's nothing quite like opening day of deer camp. It's one of my favorite times of the year. And I get together with my brothers and my uncles and my nieces and nephews and sit around the campfire. And usually there's a remodeling project on the cabin that takes place or something that gets built. So it's a lot of fun during the week.
It's quite a neat tradition for a lot of folks,
yes.
For sure. Now, the last time you were on the road and we did a show, you were with Luke Panic, and you found a great pizza place in Colorado. Now, are you going to be in search of something gastronomical again, or what do you think?
You know, I have a bunch of spaghetti sauce can from last year's deer and Sloppy Joe's can from last year's deer, and got a couple of elk steaks that from this year's elk hunt that we'll be bringing to deer camp. Most of our camp, you know, where like Sandstone, Minnesota is, there's really not a lot of, that's where our deer camp is, and there's nothing close to there to want to go eat at. So it's a bring your stuff. My cousin's farm in Missouri, it's 35 miles of dirt roads before I end up on his farm. So it's an hour to go anywhere. So we fend for ourselves this week, and that's fun though. Even at our camp, like even the kids are responsible for, everybody's responsible for one meal. So you don't want to have the worst meal of the week, but there's always some type of competition. Or, you know, a couple of years ago, I made sandwiches for the deer stand, and I ended up taking a couple of 2x10s and a floor jack the night before, like Hawaiian breads, and I just kept adding pressure to it to flatten out the Hawaiian breads that actually had like ribeye and some other things in there. And it was about a 5,000 calorie sandwich, but leaving it to a bunch of hammer swingers to use a floor jack and 2x4s to squish the sandwich down to sandwich size.
Well, I know that for years there at Linda's Construction, at your home office there, for a lot of functions, you kind of did a lot of the cooking, a lot of the grilling. Am I right?
I try to.
Yeah.
It's gotten to be too big of a group for me to handle anymore. So usually I leave that up to the professionals nowadays. Although a couple of years ago, not this past year, but the year before, we had a brisket contest, and I got to tell you, there's about 25 people at my shop that cook a mean brisket. Like, I didn't. Like, we came down to the top 10. It was really, really hard to get it down to the two, and it would be no surprise that Mr. Panic won the competition.
He did. Well, I had no idea. Yeah. I love brisket. Oh, I love it. Well, I'm thinking, you know, how many years ago you had a celebration, an anniversary celebration. I can't remember the year. Maybe it was 30 years. I can't remember. And I don't remember how many people you employed then, but how many folks work for Linda's Construction today?
We are somewhere between like 163 to be exact, that work at Linda's Construction currently. And we know we work with lots of different subcontractors throughout the Twin Cities, electricians, plumbers, some labor, some of a bunch of different dumpster companies, a bunch of different supply places. We have a lot of relationships that go back, you know, 30, 40 years. And I think right now, Denny, we have the average tenure of employment at Linda's Construction is at 17 years. So average, the people that I work with have been with us for that long. That sure makes my job easier and easier every year with those types of people.
I was going to ask about sighting. I had lunch with some friends of mine the other day, and I didn't have a whole lot of time to talk to him, but one of my friends said that he needed new siding, and of course I directed him to call Linda's Construction. And I failed to ask what kind of siding, maybe just for his sake and other folks who may be needing that, what are the options these days? You and I talk about steel siding and LP. Maybe folks don't know about the LP, but when somebody calls Linda's and said, hey, I need new siding, you send somebody out. Of course, that first visit always free. What are the options these days? A lot of things have changed over the years. I know you still love steel siding.
You know, steel and LP are neck and neck for my two favorite sidings. I have both types on my home. We do a little bit of vinyl, but I try to stay away from vinyl. Like if you can, what vinyl does over time just isn't something that I'm interested in offering our customers. And know this, we test different materials all the time. I've tested some fiberglass materials. Millboard, our decking company, has a siding that we're testing. My brother Adam's house, when they built that, there's a aluminum board that looks like wood that was put on there. It's pretty expensive. But if I had to be a betting man on what one of those sidings is going to last the longest, that aluminum stuff that we put on my brother's house, I really think will stand the test of time. And it's no coincidence that if you see a commercial building getting built nowadays, sometimes, a lot of times, it's like more looks like a board and batten wood product than it does any type of siding. And I think that siding probably has the best chance to have the least amount of maintenance while lasting the longest. And it's steel, you know, is right there too, where I think that steel can go longer than any of the other products as far as being painted or maintained. The problem with steel is it's susceptible to hail damage. So you need to make sure that your insurance policy covers cosmetic damage, which a lot of them don't. So imagine you got steel siding on your house and a hailstorm comes through and dents it all up, and it's still functioning. It's still keeping the wind and rain out, but it's not going to be aesthetically pleasing by any stretch of the imagination. And if your insurance policy doesn't cover that, that could be a, you know, $40,000-$50,000 expense for you. I have yet to see LP damaged by hail, but LP needs maintenance. You need to inspect it once a year for the caulking, and like you probably will end up painting it at about the year, somewhere between year 20 and 30. Even if some of those commercial coatings have a 35-year warranty, the labor part of the warranty is only covered, I think, 100% for like the first 7 years. So just be careful on that. And I've worked my way through a couple of different warranty claims. That's the good news. The manufacturers we work with and the pre-finishers that we work with, both from LP. LP makes has their own pre-finishing product called LP Expert Finish. I haven't had any warranty claims yet on the LP Expert Finish outside of the day the material showed up, there was something wrong with some splotchiness and some inconsistencies in the paint we noticed on one job. But other than that, I haven't had any warranty claims yet. And then we use a product called Diamond Coat. It's out of Wausau, Wisconsin, and they do a lot of pre-finishing for a lot of different types of materials, but they have the longest warranty. It's a harder coat, doesn't scratch as easy. I've had a couple of minor warranty claims with them, and they've taken care of it, and they're working through a couple of those and that's just recent, like the last month or so. I've found a couple of these. One we found on our inspection. We're doing a maintenance plan for a customer, and we found some flaws in the finish, and Diamond Coat is paying us to replace those boards. So that's kind of cool. And more, even cooler, is that zero out of pocket expense to the customer, and they're going to be taken care of, and it should last a long time. But no, what we've discovered over the years, Denny, when it comes to siding, there's a lot of different materials, and I've seen all materials fail. I've seen cement board fail. I've seen LP fail. I've seen steel fail. I've seen aluminum fail. I've seen vinyl fail. And I've learned a lot of different things about installation techniques. Some even learning more today as we remove some of these warranty claims, we find out, ooh, another 5 years or 10 years, I wonder if this board would have wicked enough moisture up into it that could have caused problems. Mm. So we've taken steps even recently to on our installation testing to make sure that 15 years down the road, we don't have a lot of problems out of like corner posts of LP or trim boards. There's some tricks to the trade. So no matter the materials that you choose, I think it's really, really important when it comes to siding. You're going over all of the details of the installation and what's going to happen on the house, and just put together the proper amount of time. Don't rush through that type of project, because I've seen a lot of siding projects go sideways. If I get called out to way more siding jobs that would have been done poorly than I do roofing jobs, Denny, and you know how many roofing jobs we have to redo.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, I'll tell my friend, I've already told him to call Linda's. He's got some options. But again, and I like to stress that during the show each week, that whatever project, it could be new windows, could be roofing, whatever. That first visit is always free. I love that aspect of Linda's. You get all this information from the people at Linda's, and you're armed with all this information, and nobody's going to pressure you, and it makes a big difference. We need to take a break. Let's do this. We'll do that and come back with more. Let's invite our listeners to ask their home improvement questions, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. It's the Home Improvement Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show, presented every week by our friends at Linda's Construction. You want to get in touch, call them this coming week, 844-9-LINDUS, 844-9-L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus again answering those questions. We were talking about siding. We'll talk about any home improvement question that is on your mind this morning. But a listener sent this text, Andy, that they have diamond coat siding on their home. It's 3 years old. How long is the warranty, they ask?
The finished warranty for diamond coat is 30 years, but when it comes to LP or cement board or wood siding or anything that's relying on caulking to keep the water out, even if the cut edges are painted and those are caulked, it's something that needs to be inspected every single year. And if you have any of the type of siding that's close to the ground, and if it should be cleaned once a year. So when people look at siding, and what we need to do is make sure that we're maintaining it on a pretty regular basis, but at least cleaning it once a year. Now, steel and vinyl can probably go a little bit longer. They don't rely on a lot of silicone on the edges in order to keep water out. But when it comes to wood, cement board, or LP, that's something that is always a concern and something our maintenance program does take care of. So if you have any of those types of siding, we will inspect it and recommend that more often than not, the caulking is at least touched up every 10 years and probably should be redone about every 15, depending on the caulking. We use OSI Color Match Quad Caulking, which I think is some of the best caulking on the planet. And we have a couple of different ones that we test. If you, Denny, I would, over the last decade, I bet you 15, 20 brands of caulking we've tested and tried over the years at different temperatures to make sure. Yeah, like this stuff changes pretty regular, and just like all technology, the caulking is getting better and better every year. So if you're not looking at that and testing it, more importantly, and testing it at different temperatures, then I think you're doing yourself a disservice. When you're trying to waterproof and weatherproof exterior people's homes and relying on silicone or caulking to do that, it's something that should be tested regularly. We're pretty confident in what we're offering people, and it's something that we train on installing an awful lot as well. And anybody in the trades knows that not everybody with a caulk gun in their hands does the job properly and makes the bead do what it's supposed to do, not only aesthetically, but from a waterproofing standpoint. And when you think of all these different materials expand and contract at different rates, and you're relying on that bead of silicone to keep the water out. And so it really is an important piece when it comes to LP Smart Side, James Hardy siding, or CertainTeed cement board, or any of the wood products out there that you can put on the exterior of your home. It's and it should be inspected and cleaned yearly.
A lot of variable applications there. Yeah, that's an important point I never really thought about. You had mentioned that maintenance program. I was wondering how our listeners and customers, are they jumping on that bandwagon? And maybe give us a little thumbnail of what that program is about.
Yeah, it's we'll have one of our technicians. We'll come out to your house and do an annual inspection, fix any of the caulking that needs to be fixed, any of the flashing that he can, adjust any windows and doors or hardware that can be, and then also give you a maintenance plan on what to watch out in your home and how often the other parts of the maintenance should be completed on your house. And well, you'll know the exact R value that you have in your attic. You're going to get a 3D model of your home with your complete takeoff of every exterior product that you have. You're also going to get a guide to buying your homeowner's insurance, questions to ask your homeowner's insurance provider as well, just to make sure you're getting the max amount of coverage, or should there be a insurance claim, you're going to be prepared on how much that could cost you down the road. A lot of people don't understand what their deductibles are or what is exactly covered on the exterior of their home. So just gave them a guide to help them best figure that out for themselves.
Very good. I'm just reading a text, Andy, that is just coming in. Now we're going to break for weather in a moment. Let's see if we can't feel this one. The texter says we need some different specialty windows to replace ours. We assume we will not be in our house for a long time, and the housing market in this area has always been weak as far as getting a return on investment. Our nearest window replacement is 50 miles away, and our quote was very high in our opinion. We currently have vinyl windows, but they do not have those. Any other ideas we could think about for replacing those windows without replacing a chunk of our retirement? Well, that's a question I think a lot of people are faced with. Windows, good ones, are expensive, and you get what you pay for. You've heard this question many times. How would you answer this?
No, what I don't understand is that the nearest window replacement is 50 miles away.
I'm not sure where they live. They don't say. Yeah. It does not say.
But they got to be in some pretty remote spots in order to find that, because there's window guys everywhere. And I know you can look into vinyl or the Infinity Window by Marvin. Pretty much any city in Minnesota, you should be able to find a dealer that covers you for something like that. Window replacement is not cheap. One thing you might want to consider is inserts. Now, if I'm really against inserts on almost all applications, just because you're not doing anything on the air infiltration or water infiltration of the windows. But even then, you're only cutting about 25 or 30% off the cost of windows, which on average, I think right now in the Twin Cities is going to be about $1,200 an opening. So that's it's not a big enough savings for me to try to do that type of installation. If it were up to me, I'd replace less windows with a full frame installation. But there's not any real cheap ways to get windows. Now, if you're a carpenter and you're comfortable doing it yourself, sometimes you can find some deals on decent windows at some of the box stores. But again, when it comes to do-it-yourself projects, window installation and door installation takes a lot more skill than a lot of the do-it-yourself projects out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure it does. Andy, hang on. We're going to take a quick break for that forecast. We come back if you have any kind of a home improvement question. We'd love to hear from you, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. If you are just joining us, we're in the midst of our home improvement show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour, thanks to Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus again answering those questions. He's on the road today. 651, our number, 651-461-9226. If you have any kind of a home improvement question that's on your mind today. Somebody picked up on that home maintenance program, and again, maybe they missed the cost. But is there, I'll just read what they say, is there an approximate cost for that home maintenance program you are offering, or how they determine the cost? Tell us again how that plays out.
You know, if you're a brand new customer that we're not doing existing work for, the cost is $299. There's some specials right now for people that are purchasing work for us in this time of year. We have a lot of people that are purchasing our services for the springtime. When it comes to deck work and some roofing work, they're just planning ahead where we know that we're getting ready to install these roofs in March or April, depending on how long the old Minnesota winter actually lasts us. And so those people we're going to do maintenance programs right away for and then put them on an annual schedule. But right now it's $299 a year for us to come out, and we're at those job sites anywhere from 60 minutes to 2.5 hours, depending on what is happening, what we need to accomplish. Or we've gotten into some pretty crazy inspections, and sometimes it leads to extra work. Like I know we opened up a wall out of concern last week and found water going into the wall.
Ooh.
From a bad roof job. And I'm glad we found it when we did, because if this were to go left unchecked for the next couple of years, now you're talking about windows, doors, and, you know, like we were talking, I don't know, last week or the week before, we've had siding projects have change orders, or we knew that it was going to be bad, and we put an allowance in there. Like, this is, we have to end up reframing the entire wall. It could be $20,000 or best case scenario, $5,000. And we've had a couple get into that $20,000 range when floors, joists, trusses, walls, windows, all rotten from flashing that should have been installed properly, or other things installed improperly that led to water getting into that area. And the unfortunate part, I don't think that house was 25 years old. So it's something that for us, it's just to be able to inspect that and find those types of things where we can save a customer potentially thousands down the road by making sure the house is protected. It's a lot of fun for us. And, you know, people waiting for us to come out in the spring once the weather breaks, now it's a peace of mind thing for us and them to have our maintenance crew come out, inspect their house, and make sure that it will at least get through the Minnesota winter and there's no big surprises when we start the work in the spring.
Oh, that's a great idea. So if right now, if I'm thinking of listeners saying, how do I get in touch with Lindis, and what do I ask for when I call? You can call this coming week, 844-9-LINDIS. Simple as that. Just ask about the maintenance program, right?
Yeah, or you can go on lindisconstruction.com. There's a form you can fill out there, and
right.
You can check us out on TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. We have there's a social media or a website out there that allows contractors to post things. Lindis Construction is there, and in fact, Danny, I think our social media over the next month and a half is going to get a lot more fun for people to listen to if you're in the market for home improvements. Because we've been collecting footage on a variety of projects for the last year and a half. And footage from the initial visit with my salesperson, the installers, the quality control person that comes out and checks the project. There's going to be video of the maintenance program that people can watch on there. But we're making 90 seconds to 3 minute long videos that is like a HGTV home improvement show. So you can see start from step one to completely finished beauty shots of what we did. So you'll watch what we diagnosed the problems were and the steps we took to fix those problems, and then some after shots that you can see on what exactly what it looks like when we were finished with the project, whether that's leaf guard, roofing, windows, siding, decks. You'll be able to watch videos on all of those projects over the next month and a half. We're looking forward to it. And starting next year in January, we should be looking at about a video a day getting posted to social media where people can watch us work from start to finish.
What a great idea. I'm anxious to see that. That's a great idea. Wish I had thought.
Yeah, if you're anything like me, every now and then you get sucked in down some rabbit holes. There's a fella on out west, I think Black Walnut Table Building. I've spent too many hours this year watching this guy make tables out of 8 foot wide logs. Or I saw him make a table out of denim one day that I ended up going online to look at the price, you know, the $10,000 price tag for a blue jean table. It was a little bit out of my price range. But yeah. It just interests me when you can see something from start to finish that you know takes like weeks, but you get to watch it in 90 seconds or a minute and a half. It's a lot of fun for me, and that's what we're hoping these videos are.
You're going to have to keep reminding us about that as we continue to do these shows. I'm very anxious to see the end product. Again, here's our phone number. It's also our text number, 651-461-9226. Andy, another text came in, says this: our house was built in 2000 with wood windows. Moisture has caused mold, but the windows still functional. My question, can the mold on the windows be repaired?
Possibly. If the wood is still not rotten, chances are that can be repaired. Now, it might need to be sanded and refinished, and that's harder to do with them in the opening, but more often than not, sashes are removable. The other thing you're going to want to look into is a whole home dehumidification system. Like we've talked about the one that I have in my house. I have a one that's 25 years old. And if you were to look it up online, it's the Santa Fe. The one, it's a stand-up one. It's about 3 feet tall. And once a year, I got to clean the filter that is on that dehumidification system. Now, I've gone through three different types of ones, trying to spend, you know, $400 or $500 on ones in my shed, and I finally have bit the bullet and bought another Santa Fe for my shed. Now they're not cheap. I just paid $3,800 for the one for my shed, but ooh, I have one in my house that's over 25 years old that still works great. And over the last 4 years, I've spent $1,500 on a few different, you know, three total, so $500 each. Dehumidifiers for my shed, and they've all fritzed out on me and stopped working. And I've tried to do warranty claims, and you know, I even took one apart to see if I could figure out what was wrong with it. Turns out I couldn't. The new one, again, $3,800, but I'm confident that I won't have to replace this one for at least 25 years.
Wow. You get what you pay for, I guess, in that department. Andy, another text just in. Question about deck replacement options. 40-year-old deck with a screen porch built on top of it. That's 30 years old. The wood inside the screen porch is good. The wood outside has been replaced and needs replacing again. And their question is, can I put new composite engineered decking on the deck outside the porch area?
Possibly. I'd have to look at the exact construction and how it was built, but that's one of the nice things with us. You know, you get one of our people to come out and take a look at your project. We'll be able to show you probably more than one way on how you can address your problems and what you should expect on how long those fixes should last. More often than not, we're going to really want to show you something that you never have to worry about again. But I don't know if it is possible. If I can tell you this, if you've already replaced that wood out on the exterior with new decking material before, anything you do with regular decking material, you should be able to do with the composite as long as the framing meets the standards, where a lot of composite decking is 12 inches on center or 16 inches on center, not 2 foot on center. Just be take a look at the manufacturer specs on whatever composite you choose and go from there. If it were me, I'd take a hard look at millboard. It's my favorite type of non-wood decking that you can put on the exterior of your home, and it's the one that we think has the greatest ability to last the longest, AZEK being a close second. But it's as far as aesthetically pleasing and looking like actual wood. I think Millboard does that better than any of the composites out there.
That was another question. After you had talked about the changes, the development of these different caulking the materials and how they've evolved, the question is, how about decking? You still liking that Millboard is basically their question, the texture's question. Have you found out anything that beats it? But I would say probably you're still applauding the Millboard, right?
Yep, still applauding the Millboard. That's the one I would choose. AZEK's a good option, too. We do a lot of AZEK decks and have had very minimal problems with AZEK. We've had more problems with finishings on railings than either one of the composite deckings that we've used. But like everywhere, like our manufacturers are good about dealing with problems and warranty issues. And it's something we track very, very closely. So I can tell you this, when my people come out to your house, say you call us today for a deck estimate, when you meet with one of my people, they're going to be offering you what they're going to show you, and why they're showing you what they're showing you is because these are the materials we've had the least amount of problems with or that we have the most confidence in.
Very good, Andy. Hang on. Now I'm getting a signal. We need to take a bit of a break here. So let's do that and come back on the other side. We still have time if you have a home improvement type of question. We'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text as usual. 651-461-9226. From News Talk A3OW, CCO. Stay with us. And welcome back to our home improvement show presented by Linda's Construction every weekend on a Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Andy Linda's back answering those home improvement questions. Still have time for yours at 651-461-9226. Andy, wanted to mention you and I talked about that company that went out of business suddenly. We talked about it on last week's show, and I was visiting a doctor's office this past week. And talking to one of the employees whose husband, small world, worked there. He was a tile guy, or is a tile guy. And, you know, suddenly he's out of work. And I thought, well, I'm going to ask Andy, because I'm sure a good tile person probably is probably going to find work, wouldn't you say?
For sure. If in any... The nice part about the trades as a whole, Denny, if you have a skill like that, it's usually not hard to find good work. And it's still, I think, in the Twin Cities, too, is when it comes to contractors. Yeah, we did just lose one that's been around since 1955. But we still live in an area of the world that has really good craftsmanship and really good family-owned and operated companies that you can work with. It's just something I would check into to make sure you're not in that position. And I deal with warranty claims and manufacturers as a main part of my job, Denny. You know, when you have customers that go back to the early 80s, you know, we started in 79, and I have customers that are still in their houses that I talk to and try to look at materials that were in 1981, 91, 2001. You know, 2001 doesn't seem like that long ago, but heck, you know, that's 24 years.
Yes.
So there's not a lot of building materials that have that long of a manufacturer's warranty. Especially back then. Nowadays, we're installing things that a roof that's meant to last 50 years, say siding that the finish is supposed to last 25 to 35 years or 50 years, depending on the material. Decking that's supposed to last forever. It's windows that are supposed to last forever. And, you know, so I know how much the contractor has to get involved with those warranty claims to see them finished and the customer happy in the long run. And I just say the craftsmen that worked at Rusco, I think, are going to land on their feet very easily. It's the customers that are going to suffer, and not just the ones that had down payment money with them to do projects right now. It's the ones that they installed years ago, and it's unfortunate that they went through this. And we don't have to get into the whys. I really don't know the why or the how or the math. If you try to remember, I'm a contractor, a roofer by trade. trying to figure out the math behind private equity and why they make decisions the way they do is it's for smarter people than me. But it really is infuriating to know that it's going to be pennies on the dollar for the people that have money down with them, and the fact that they have to go get a judgment against them first and then go to the contractor relief fund. And the bankruptcy hearings are saying up to, you know, over 1,000 creditors possibly. It's a does not seem fun. But if you are a craftsman that worked there, I wouldn't put any blame on those people on what happened here. I would hire somebody like that in a heartbeat. And if your buddy there, Denny, is looking for work, or your friend there from the doctor's office is needs some help, gladly reach out to us. You can go to linusconstruction.com. There's an employment paperwork you can fill out there. We're always looking for good craftsmen, and you can never have enough good tile subs in your back pocket if you're looking for that work. It seems like that interior remodeling stuff snowballs pretty quick, and I know we have a bunch of projects we're working on yet this winter on interior remodeling, and good tile people are hard to find.
Well, I kind of told her that, and I didn't know the guy. I don't know the guy, but I told her, I said, if your husband is interested, I said, there's a construction company that's really good that you'd love. But the show, and there's a follow-up to this story, what she told me. She said, this is why I married the guy. He felt so bad about those customers who were left stranded and losing all this money. He went back, and I think he had three jobs. He went back on his own time and finished them for nothing. And I thought, you know, there are good people out there. Yeah, well, that's the kind of guy you want working for you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I didn't know the rest of the story even. And a person like that, you know, I don't know, you know, what you believe in the world, but good things happen to good people. And that just sounds like good people and good for them. And it makes the story even sadder that here's somebody, a blue collar, taking money out of their own pocket to try to take care of the customers for a $1 trillion company. Yeah. Something's wrong with that picture.
Oh, I should say. So bravo to this guy. I got to meet him someday. Question is, does Linda's work in St. Paul? Of course. Do you do inside mm-hmm. work? Of course. Texas mm-hmm. says we have a loft that we would like some remodeling. So what would you tell that possible customer to do?
Yeah, get a hold of us, and Luke will probably be the person that comes out and meets with you, Luke or Jordan, and they do our interior remodeling estimates as of right now, and they'll take a look at it and go from there. Yeah, we do a lot of work in the St. Paul area, and we've worked on even the historical homes along the Summit Avenue area pretty regular on both the interior and the exteriors of those homes, trying to, and if you know anything about working on historical homes or homes in that area, if you can accomplish that task in a craftsman-like manner, you can work on any project in St. Paul.
Wow. A question about those renewal windows, and you know the company I'm talking about, and I'm looking at a text that, are they okay for replacement windows? And again, I know how you feel about certain types of windows, and I know what Linda's uses or prefers. And you've answered this question a million times, I'm sure. And you see the ads on television all the time. What would you recommend, in your opinion?
You know, if you want, get an estimate both from the renewal folks and from an Infinity dealer like us. And one thing I can tell you, Linda's Construction, we've replaced every other major brand of window with the Infinity window. I've yet to find any one of our customers have something fail and go to a different manufacturer. It's just not going to happen. And we gladly get an estimate from both people. You should be able to see the differences. The tolerances for all the other types of windows out there compared to the Infinity window on when it comes to air infiltration, it just doesn't. And the way their weather stripping is and the type of materials it is, it's just not a close argument. It's pretty obvious the difference between the two of them. I think that knowing what they cost, that's why I say that. When they're the most expensive option on the marketplace, it's something that it should be the best option. I think there's four or five better options than the renewal product. when it comes to putting windows in any type of structure.
And if somebody, well, I know we've got a minute to go here in the show, but if somebody wants to find out about new windows, especially those great Infinity, somebody, they call Lindis, you guys come out for free that first visit, and you get the whole, all the information you need. Andy, we're almost out of time, but I always wanted to ask you about any kind of deals this month in November now. What can we find from Lindis?
Yeah, 75% off labor on the installation of Leaf Guard gutters, Infinity Windows by Marvin, and GAF asphalt roofing.
Oh, those are great windows. Leaf Guard, yeah, get them for sure, because I have a feeling we'll get more rain around these. In fact, maybe even by the end of the week. Andy, always a pleasure. You have a safe rest of the trip, and let's connect again next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Danny.
You bet. Andy Lindis, who's on the road. And yeah, join us again next week. More home improvement talk from Lindis Construction. If you need them, if you want new windows, new site, whatever the case may be, that first visit again is always free. 844-9-LINDIS is the number to call. 844-9-LINDUS. Chance of flurries today, maybe a few before noon. We'll get up to about 35. Denny Long thanking you, and Ryan, thank you for the help. We'll see you back here next week.